Lord, would you have your way today with us? That you would continually transform us and make us more like you. As we spend time in your word and in your presence, Lord, shape us. Make us vessels pleasing unto you. Take the old, Lord, and put in new. Recreate within us, Lord. Remove hearts of stone and replace with hearts of flesh, pliable. Thank you, Lord, you're faithful to do that. You've not left us to ourselves. We pray your Holy Spirit sanctifying work would be evident today. We thank you, faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing number 184 in the red hymnal, 184.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Is he wonderful to you today?
Yes.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise his name.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
At the time, and there was a navigator that was a personal worker aboard the ship that I went on, and he gave me a track, and that was basic beliefs, four spiritual laws, like God's plan of salvation, and he followed me up a couple of days after that and asked me what I thought, but I said, well, I never, you know, I don't understand much about it, but to make a short story long, he took me aside and went through the whole thing with me, and but it didn't really affect me in any way. But there was also another, a friend, very close friend of mine, at that point in time we were drinking buddies. But he was a backslidden Christian. And through the testimony of this guy aboard that ship, he came to know the Lord. And he was reading from his Bible in the galley one day, and I went there and I says, what are you reading, buddy? He says, you want to read? Yeah. It was in Revelation. And I was reading about, you know, the scary parts. And so I asked him, I said, buddy, is this stuff true? He says, you bet your booties it is. That's when the Lord opened up my heart to himself at that moment. So Revelation is it's a good book.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, for the time that he's allowed me to serve in the cottage. And we had 8 kids last week, and right now we only have 6, which is a really tiny group, but it's such a precious group. And you'll see that these kids, they come from good Christian homes, and they will correct us in our lessons. Diane says, Jesus fed 5,000. Oh, no, it was closer to 20,000 because there were women and children. That's right. Or one day, Sister Diane said, I have my sword in this room. And all of us counselors are looking for the sword. And one child goes and picks up Sister Diane's Bible and says, here's a sword. Wow. And counselors are like, oh, yeah, that's right. So these kids, praise God, they come from good Christian families, good Christian homes. They love Jesus. And this morning in the cottage, we're continuing on Peter. And our last lesson on Saturday was when Peter denied Jesus. But today is when Jesus says to Peter after the resurrection, feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. And when I see these little children, you know, to me, I think, to whom much has been given, much will be required. And this is the future staff of Pilgrim Camp. You know, they idolize you, lifeguards. You know, these little eyes are watching. They love Sister Abby. You know, yesterday we had snack, and they're like, I'll clear. And then they're starting to clear. I'll wipe down the table, and everybody's stack. You know, they're watching the staff, and us counselors see such hope and future in these children, that they are the future of Pilgrim Camp. And so this morning, as they're learning, as they're hearing the call that Jesus gives to Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. I pray that God will call each one of these 6 children individually. He loves me. That it's not just that head knowledge that they've had, but that today they will answer that call to follow him all of their days. That step by step, Jesus will lead them.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we pray for these cottagers.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. The enemy would like to take them for a tasty morsel. He would like to receive them for himself, Lord. But we're asking you to put a tremendous hedge about them. Lord.
Yes.
Protect them.
Yes.
Save them. Consecrate them to yourself at a young age. Lord, and let them find you in that deep way. Lord. Let them not serve you merely, but let them love you.
Yes.
Let them not act as Christians merely, but let them be Christians on the inside. Cleanse their motives and transform their hearts, Lord. And set them apart for you. Let them not just be innocent and soft on the outside, but let them be innocent and soft and sweet on the inside the whole way through their lives, just like you were, Lord. Do that transforming work. Shake them to the core of their being. And preserve them for yourself, Lord. When you've done all that, Lord, do that for us, too.
Wonderful Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Glory be to Jesus.
Jesus is to me, Counselor.
Great is your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
I just wanted to thank God for what he's doing in the village. Today's my day off, so it's very nice to be here. But I kind of miss being over there, too. And as many of you know, we've been learning about fear not. And Sister Mary has talked about this again and again. But it's such an important truth for these girls, 9 to 15. And then girls such as myself who are a little bit older, not too much older, though, to keep in mind. Because in this world, there are so many things that we can be fearful of. There are so many things that try to suck us in or distract us from our walk with God. But I'm so grateful today for Jesus, and that he is our good shepherd, and he leads us, and we don't even need to be able to see in front. We don't even need to carry a flashlight like I have to do every time I go down to the village at night, and I'll have to do tonight after evening meeting. But with Jesus, it's like, you can be blind. You don't need anything. You just need to take his hand and he leads you. Yesterday night, Sister Lisa was sharing with us about the story of Jairus and how his daughter was really, really sick. And him being a father, a loving and caring father, was probably really worried and really fearful. And Jesus was so quick. You know, in bunk worship, going to go on many tangents. In bunk worship, we were reading about Peter. And then Peter was walking on the water. Jesus, when he saw him sink, he reached out his hand. And it says, at least in the New International Version, that immediately he reached out his hand and he took hold of Peter. It wasn't that he delayed. It wasn't that he hesitated. It was just natural for him to just reach out and grab onto Peter, his friend. And I think of the many times that I stumble and I've fallen in my walk with God, and even still, Jesus is there, and he's there to immediately grab my hand.
Amen.
And so in the same way, Jesus was immediately there when this little girl had this need, and she was sick, and she was at the point of death. And even when she had died, I marvel at what the Bible says, that Jesus, he asked Jairus to have faith, to only believe. And then he went into that room with the little girl who was asleep, and he said, "Little girl, wake up." And she did. And I'm trying to picture what that's like. And I'm trying to picture, like, myself at a point in my life where I didn't know him, and I was in darkness, and I was asleep. And then Jesus, little girl, oh my God. And he brought me into the light. And I can have a relationship with him. And I can walk with him. And I can have a new life in him. Because he called me and he woke me up. And so I'm so grateful for Pilgrim Camp, and I'm so grateful for the village. And I'm so grateful, just like Kat said, for all these little ones who at such an early age get to know the Lord, to know his word, and has the opportunity to meet with Jesus here at camp. It is such a blessing, and if only you all could be there in the meeting with us, even though it'd be stuffy and we'd be super hot and sweaty. It's wonderful, the work that's going on down there. And after the evening meetings, oftentimes we'll have an opportunity for the girls to wait on the Lord, and let me tell you, they want to stay. From my girls, the faithfuls who are only 10 years old, they want to stay and they want to seek the Lord. And that's very admirable and just a blessing to be a part of. So I just wanted to share with you all a snippet of what's going on down there. And just remember, it's okay to be a child sometimes. I just graduated from college, and so I feel a little bit adult-like, but I think I'm very much a kid on the inside. And I'm grateful that in Jesus' eyes. I'm still a kid.